The blessed life is when you lose your life, your limited life, your negative life, your stingy life, your fearful life. When you lose all that to God, do you think you could outdo God giving? You think God's going to leave you hanging when you've given all to God? The devil will try to convince you, oh, you made a mistake. God mad. No. Don't let your seed be your greed. That's the way the world operates. All right? So say this with me again. I prosper as my soul lives in God. That's where your prosperity or the high life begins. Not just accumulating things, but living in God. Matthew 6:33, a very popular, I won't say familiar, verse of scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Do you know that God wants to prosper you? Do you know God wants you to have resource so that you can become a source? Amen. And not be the one always in need, but the one that can supply others' needs. Now, John chapter 15, verse 4. I'll get some of y'all off of that low frequency stuff. Get you on the high frequency. Flying high. Where it says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine. This is Jesus talking. You are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Nothing of any lasting value, or by far no eternal value. Skip down to verse number 7 of that same chapter, 7 and verse number 8. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Okay? We prosper as our soul lives in God. The world, when it seeks to conform you to its image, tries to flip the script. Most people spend most of their time seeking the dollar. I mean, even when they're not working, they're trying to figure, worried about. But we need to, again, flip the script back. Seek first the kingdom. And God's not asking for all your time. Amen. I said, the Lord's not asking for all your time. He's asking for quality time. And when we find ourselves doing that, giving God that quality time, we will find ourselves abiding in him. You know, like I know, when we give God his time, the yoke is easy. The yoke of life is easy. It's like you're oiled up, and anything the enemy tries to put on you slips off of you. You don't get offended easily. You don't get snared and tripped up very easily. Why? You've been in the presence of God. And when you come out and you go to face life's challenges and that, you have what it takes. Why? You are living in him. Say it with me again. We prosper as our soul lives in God. All right. We look at the story of Adam and Eve. Adam failed. He failed. Now, Eve has been deceived. Adam was not deceived. We have to take note of that. Eve was deceived by the serpent. Adam was not deceived, but what Adam did, he failed to decree what God had showed him or what God had revealed to him. When he did that, the law of sin and death came into motion because Adam failed to decree. Had he decreed what God had said, the enemy would never have been able to come in. He'd have been looking from the outside. No impact, no influence at all. Okay? Adam lost. Now listen, when he failed to decree what God had revealed to him, he lost dominion of his soul. He lost dominion of his soul. And when he lost dominion of his soul, in other words, he was created and he was living and moving and having his being in God. But when he failed to decree in the face of challenge and adversity what God had revealed, he lost dominion of his soul. And the moment he lost dominion of his soul, he started to move in another understanding. His own understanding. You know, in other words, he stopped living and moving and having his being in God. Now he became his soul. He lost that dominion of his soul. Now he came subject to his soul, his mind, his will, his emotions, his senses. I mean, there's a difference between having dominion over your soul and then becoming subject to your soul. Especially when your soul is not prosperous, when it's not living in God. That's how the world operates. They're subjected to lust, greed, covetousness, judging, hatred, fear, all these things. But when we are having dominion over our soul and we are in God, we are subjected to the Holy Spirit and to the mind of Christ. That's very important. Adam started to yield to his own understanding. Now, I'm painting a picture for you so we got foundation here to build on, all right? Now, from that time up until the time of the resurrection of Christ, all the way from Adam to the time of the resurrection of Christ, man's relationship with God, I'm going to say it this way, was low frequency. It was maintenance, just maintaining. I wonder how many saints today are satisfied with just maintaining. I'll ask that question again. Maybe I'll get an answer. I wonder how many saints today are satisfied with just maintenance, a maintenance life. Now, don't fool yourself. Now, we're content. We find ourselves content in whatsoever state we are in. But you ought not be in the same state you were in 5 years ago. In everything in God, the government of the increase of his government and his peace, there's no end. In other words, don't let the devil deceive you and make you think, you know, we just bump along, we hang in till Jesus comes. No, we're here to occupy. Occupy means to take, not just to, you know, sit there and twiddle your thumbs and, you know, your fingers and all. Occupy means we're expanding and advancing the kingdom. Everywhere we go and everything we do in every domain. Amen. That's our assignment. That's our portion. Not to sit here and just maintain, hold on till Jesus comes. Now, we all have been in various states and stages in our life. And I'm not talking about just greed. And gain is not godliness necessarily, but godliness is great gain. Are you understanding? We want to balance this because it starts with our life being in God. Anybody that truly is living for God, I can guarantee you they'll prosper. And they won't have a all twisted up mind. You're not a monk You know, you're not a nun. Nothing against them, but you're not a nun. You're not just, you know, just giving yourself to a vow of poverty. So God needs you to prosper. I said, He needs you to prosper. Everybody's not going to be a billionaire. And the poor you will have with you always. And we're to honor, we're to respect, we're to take care of the poor. But that doesn't mean that the poor remain poor all the time. How many have this testimony? Since you've been walking with the Lord has prospered you. Anybody not prospered that's been walking with the Lord anytime, raise your hand. I want to anoint you with oil. Everything about God is increasing, advancing, improving, transforming, enlarging. And see, that's the mindset. See, we have to defeat the other mindsets. The devil will try to just keep you with a maintenance mindset. Even in the garden, Adam's assignment was to tend to the garden, to till the garden, to expand the garden. He wasn't just to do one little acre and just, no, it was God's initial intent was for him to expand the garden till the whole earth became the garden. It may be phrased a little bit differently now, but there's coming a time where the whole earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's God's intention, to take back and to take over and to restore everything. So we got to start with understanding that we prosper as our soul lives in God. It's not just on Sundays or Wednesday nights. Tomorrow, when you get up to go to work, your soul needs to be living in God. There's a certain attitude you ought to approach whatever is in front of you with. Amen. Now, up until the resurrection, man's relationship with God was maintenance. They offered sacrifices, blood sacrifice. Only hope they had. Every year the high priest would have to offer a sacrifice. But every year he had to do the same thing. Every year he had to do the same thing for the remission of sin, for the atonement, because it was just a maintenance thing up until the resurrection. You see, man had lost that life we call, and I'll give you a definition of it, that life we call the Zoe life. He lost that. It was all about maintenance until Jesus came. Now, when Jesus came, he carried all of heaven with him.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.